Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. I'm a nature-loving designer, dog lover, and I'm health and wellness obsessed. If you're feeling stuck in life, feeling unsettled, disconnected, and just looking for more, then this is for you. Years back, I was at a point in my life where I was struggling so bad with my mental health and wellness. And while I'd started a yoga practice, meditation, and done all these great things for myself, there was still something missing. The key was my home, was my space. In this podcast, we'll be covering topics to improve your home, health, and well-being, such as holistic interior design, feng shui, color psychology, clutter clearing, home organizing, and so much more. I have 20 years in the interior design industry and 10 years as a certified feng shui consultant, and I love to continually learn different modalities to improve your space. Join me as I dive into actionable tips to improve your home in 25 minutes or less. I'm here to help you feel inspired and supported. Join me here every Wednesday for a fresh episode. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about paint colors, interior paint colors. Now, I know it can be so overwhelming sometimes to pick out a paint color. You go to the store, you're the hardware store, wherever, and you're looking at all these teeny little swatches, and it's just like, oh my gosh, where do I even begin? I know as a designer, just looking at those sometimes can be completely overwhelming because you're thinking, you know, how do I pick? Because I don't want to make the wrong choice. But I'm here today to help you through this. So if you're looking to add some interior paint, mix it up, freshen the look in your home, here are some great tips for you, okay? These are easy to follow tips that will help you select just the right paint color that will make you feel good, okay? So let's start out with number one. My number one tip is to consider the room's purpose, okay? Following feng shui, you know, we always want to create balance in a room for the activity in the space. So think about what's happening in the space. What kind of activities are going to happen in this specific room that you're looking to paint? Are you sleeping, doing yoga, I don't know, something like meditating, something calm? Or is it maybe a workout room, right? Because the energy of those two different spaces are completely different. And different colors evoke a different type of energy. You know, like a blue can be soothing and calm, and you might see a blue in like a spa, right? I love blues for bedrooms. Blues really just are fluid and calming and cooling and create this great restful vibe. But like a yellow, you know, yellow leans more, when we talk about yin and yang, blue leans more yin, yellow leans more yang. So like yellow, orange, fuchsia, those bold, bright colors, they're going to lift the energy and lift your energy. So think about, you know, where would you put those? Let's see, like a workout room or a space where your kids are playing, maybe a fun, you know, if you like bright pops of colors in your kitchen, for example, because you like to have parties and laughter and all this fun, right? That will lift the energy. So think about, you know, the activity in the space, and think about how you want to feel as you're walking into that room, as you're spending time in that room. How do you want others to feel as their, you know, visitors, your friends, your family, your kids? How do you want them to feel when they're in this room? I worked on a dining room a while back, and they had these dark navy blue drapes, and it was really elegant and beautiful. And it was kind of an odd shape, a lot of hard surfaces and everything. And they're like, we have these great dinner parties, but like, there just isn't conversation. They're just kind of blah, right? She's like, I need to do something to shift it up in here. And I could easily see, right? And a color was one of the main things we did. We had added pops of color. So you don't have to paint your dining room bright yellow, but we added pops of color. We recovered the chairs to lift the energy. We added some more textures into the room. So while I'm talking about paint colors, it doesn't mean you have to paint your entire room. You can also just add some pops, maybe paint an accent wall, maybe add a wallpaper with a variety of colors, okay? Let's move on to the next one, okay? Look at your decor. Pull out some of your favorite items and maybe put them on the table and take a look at it. What do they have in common? What colors do they have? How do they feel? you know, your artwork and accessories can, they can, you know, just be really great inspiration for you if you're like, well, I don't know where to start. So look at those things that you really love, those things that, like, really make your energy go up. And the other thing is, like, when you're looking around, look what makes you happy, not what's going to fit in with HGTV or any magazine or the trending designer that you're following, because everybody's going to have their own look and you need to follow what works best for you and what feels best for you and your family. The next thing I wanted to talk about is lighting, okay? Natural light and artificial light can really drastically change a space. You know, when you walk into one of those homes or a room that has tons of natural light, it feels so good. And then you walk into a basement and it's like the energy's kind of different. There's artificial light. Sometimes in basements we even find fluorescent lights still. You know, it's just very different. So the lighting is going to change the color you select. It's going to change the way it looks. So take into account the type of lighting, what direction the room faces, the windows, the amount of windows, and also the type of lighting, the color of the bulbs. Say you have an overhead fixture. Are the colors, do they lean more cool? Do they lean more warm? Because warms, you know, it can really affect the color. So take into account the type of lighting. Also, connecting rooms too, because that can affect as well. If you have a darker room connecting or a lighter room connecting, it's going to shine some of that light in there. It's going to be really interesting to find out what like you learn from your little lighting experiment, if you will. Make sure you get several swatches of paint. So this is something that I do with my clients. I order in big swatches for them. I'll order like 8, 10, they open the package and they're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all these samples? I'm like, wait a minute, I have a plan. You're going to take those samples you get, and it can even be the small ones if that's what you have on hand, you don't have access to larger samples. And I want you to get some blue painter's tape. Do a little loop and tape it up to the wall. I want you to tape multiple pieces. So what's fun about getting several swatches, you might even have to pay for your swatches depending on your paint supplier or if you're working with a designer or not, but tape them on the wall. You can tape several and see how it looks. You can then also take some, tape it where there's sun shining, maybe if it's next to a window. Tape a swatch where there's shadow or maybe behind a chair just to see. And then watch it for 24 hours. I always give my clients this experiment to sit and watch it for 24 hours. Like, I literally have a paint color in my guest room, and it's from Sherwin-Williams. It's called Sea Salt, and it is a really, really beautiful pale aqua color, okay? But what's so cool about this color is the room, it has one wall of windows, but there's so many trees that it kind of brings a little more shade in, and the color changes over time. It starts out this aqua blue in the morning, and then kind of turns to this almost light sage green color in the evening, and then at night it's gray. It's so wild how this color changes. I don't know if I've ever seen a color change this much. All the different shades or all the different way it appears, it's beautiful. It's still like one of my favorite colors. It's really beautiful. It's just something to know, right? So look at that over 24 hours. Look at it in the morning light, midday, evening, nighttime. Take inventory. See how you feel about it, okay? So check in with lighting. Here's the other thing, too, I wanted to tell you. I recently wrote a blog post. I had a note here to tell you about blog post. I talked about paint colors, and I got into lighting in that. So if you want to learn more, head over to my website. There's a link in the bio, and you can check out that blog post about the lighting with picking up paint colors, okay? Next one is don't forget about the trim. Oh, yeah, don't forget about trim. I just worked with someone, and they just moved into a new home, and we were picking out paint colors, and they're like, but I really want to do, she kept saying she wanted to do some of these colors from their previous home, maybe in different areas, but really loved those colors. The thing is, their old home had a crisp, fresh, bright white trim. The new home has a very creamy with a yellow undertone. So that's not necessarily going to work with the exact paint color. So you might have to tweak it a little bit. So look at your trim. Just because everybody's like, this is the best color, it looks great with white trim, there's no such thing as white. I mean, there kind of is, but there's like a million shades of white. They can lean, white can lean like bright white, like taupey, creamy, cool, like all, you know, there's a whole gamut of whites. So look at the swatches next to your trim, and you can either choose to select a color that complements your trim, or maybe you just really, really like a color, it doesn't work with your trim, and then you got to get into repainting your trim, which is a whole nother project. But if that's what you want to take on, then I support you. All right, let's talk about testing the paint color. I talked about swatches, right? If you can order swatches, they're not going to be 100% exact. So you might find an ever so slight difference between a swatch and how it appears on your wall. But you can also get little bottles, little cans, and paint an area. If you really don't want to get into that, I've had clients that would get poster board and paint that so they can have like a big, you know, a couple big poster boards and paint it and place that on the wall. It's another great way to experiment. If you're nervous with color and you're just, you want to go about it really slow, another great way to bring in that color and not fully commit yet. Test it on a small area. If you're not sure, you can always test behind a chair. I go to their house for a color consultation. They're like, oh my gosh, I tested this color 3 weeks ago, but I hid it behind a chair, so it's okay. Next, we're going to talk about the color wheel. So I want you to think about the color wheel. Okay, if you don't know what a color wheel is, you're not into color, like an artist or anything, no worries. Some people, you know, I remember being a kid in school and we played with the color wheel and we learned about colors, but who knew back in design school and for years I'd use a color wheel at the time. Pull out a color wheel, pull up an image of a color wheel. You can just Google and find it, okay? And I want you to look at colors that are opposite of each other because those typically look really good together. So if you look at a color wheel, say there's, you know, yellow and blue and red and green and all those and everything. So look at the colors that are opposite. So you might not really want to do like that bold red, right? But it's just starting out, kind of giving you inspiration. You can lean more pinky, more coral. You can also lean a little more orangey, more like terracotta. Okay, like that would look beautiful with a navy blue, not bold cobalt bright blue, but like a navy and terracotta always looks really pretty. I like, if you want to go the other way, I like a little more coral with a softer blue, kind of a beachy vibe, if you will. So look at a color wheel. You might feel silly pulling up this color wheel, but it's great inspiration. Just kind of push you out of your little box a little bit to explore maybe a different color. And now I want to talk about, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Ask your friends, your neighbors, and of course everybody's going to have an opinion and they may just be like, I don't know, this is what you need to do, you shouldn't do that. Take it into account, like be open, but remember that they don't live in your space. They don't move about your space. They don't require certain colors, certain elements around their body to feel good. Everybody's totally different. So ask for help from a professional, okay? Get the input from your sister, your friend, you know, anybody. Ask them, why not? What do you got to lose? Just take it in. Just be like, okay, thanks for the info. I like your opinion and here's mine. We're just going to keep going. But ask for help from a professional because it can really, really help you, guide you to a smart color, right? So that could be a designer. A lot of paint companies now have design consultants where they will help you select that paint color. And this can be helpful when you know, you're looking for something that's going to stand the test of time or something that's going to lean a little more trendy. Of course, we want to pick a color that works with your body, but they have this knowledge. You know, they know what's going to happen in the next 10 years as far as design and trend. And this is important to know for resale value. I actually had a client reach out. It was a painter reach out to me. And, you know, this couple had moved into a new home. They had a couple little kids, big house, and they were going to stay in this house forever. They were so excited. And this guy called me. He's like, "Lisa, I need your help." He's like, "I've never worked with a designer before, but I have painted multiple rooms up to 5 times, and they kept painting over and over, and they couldn't decide on a color." The next thing that when I saw when I went in is that it's important to create a palette, okay? If you're just picking random colors, that can kind of get, I call it circusy, right? Just like crazy colors. Create a palette of colors. And this can also be really great for resale, because if they complement each other, then it's just going to feel so much better. And so we were able to figure out these colors that they could stand the test of time, and they complement, they work, they look beautiful. We didn't have to paint it anymore. So that was really fulfilling. So again, don't forget to ask for help, okay? You may not be interested in having a whole design consultation, and that's okay. There are a lot of designers out there that will provide you with just a color consultation. They'll come in, have all their paint swatches with them, their brands they recommend. Maybe they even have a great painter. And this is something that wasn't on my list, but I wanted to touch on. I love DIYers. If you're a DIYer, I think that's really cool. I wish I could do more DIY. I used to do DIY. I just don't have the time now. And what I've found for me is that I love putting that energy into my home, but I don't have the time. So it's like a struggle. So instead of it being positive vibes as I'm painting and rolling the paint and having fun, I just get frustrated because I'm like, I have 50 other things to do today. I don't have time. There's a time and a place to hire a great painter. Painters, there are so many good painters that, oh man, it is beautiful. It's like a piece of art when they are done. And they come in, set up, do the painting, wrap things up, clean up, head out. It's a really clean, smooth process. So if you're always a DIYer, struggling with time, just don't have the time to put, or the energy. It takes a lot of work. It's a hot, sweaty job painting and an arm workout. So if this is you, don't be afraid to hire a painter. Reach out, find reviews, get online, Google, ask who other people are using. You can even oftentimes call a designer and ask if they have a referral of a great painter. I have tons of referrals that I send out to people of excellent painters. So don't be afraid to hire someone to do a really, really good job, okay? So as a review, pick colors that make you feel good, that lift your energy, and that work with you, your life, your style, your vibe. What kind of vibe do you have in your home? What kind of vibe do you want to have in your home? Okay? Now, I would love to know what colors you love, what colors you love in your space, what paint colors you have used, any brand, any color. I want to know all about it. Also, if you have any questions, comment below. Let me know what questions you have about selecting paint colors. I hope these tips helped, but maybe you have something else. You just can't, you have a random question. Put it in the comments below. Let me know how I can help you, okay? Thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more about my work and more about paint colors, then head over to my website. The link is in the comments or in the notes below. Check out my Instagram and Facebook page, because I'm also always posting all kinds of information. And I do have a private Facebook group. It's totally free. You can just check it out. And I randomly post cool little tidbits about paint and colors and everything in there too. So check it out. Again, link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to give me a comment, a review, and some 5 stars, and I will see you soon. I'd like to thank our production company, Coraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.